Cause I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Shame on me now, fool me places I never been. Till you put me down, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now, fool me places I never been. Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, 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 trouble, trouble, trouble. So why did you go out with her, Nathan? You knew she was trouble.
Yeah, I didn't know she was trouble. But so often and so annoyingly, trouble equals interesting. If you know trouble, you're often boring. There will never be trouble, but oh my God, so boring. I was on a date with someone once and they asked me what my favourite film was. I mean, that's a pretty boring question anyway on a date. And if you have a favourite film, that's a pretty boring answer, you know? How can you have a favourite film? Or a favourite song or a favourite anything? It's my assertion you can't have a favourite anything. Hear me out. You know, having a favourite suggests you like it more than anything else, right? And if that's the case, right, okay. Think of your favourite film right now, right? Okay. You've probably seen this film more than most other films, okay? So, right, it's your favourite film of all time. Cool. Here's my question to you. Would you want to watch that film tonight? Would you fuck? Why? Because you've seen it like 10 times now. So now it's fucking boring. How can you class something as your favourite film if it's now fucking boring? Favourites don't exist. Favourite food, favourite song. It's all about the new thing, the next one. You know? The next baby, your favourite baby. Your favourite kid. You got a favourite kid? Have another one. Have another baby. I guarantee that is the one you'll love the most. Anyway, I've been out with people who were trouble, so I needed to buck the trend. So I went on a date with this nice, fairly boring person that I knew. See if there might be a spark. And she asked me what my favourite film was. I didn't want to ruin the date by saying, that's the most boring question anyone could ask, ever. Shows a total lack of imagination as to the power of the human mind to enjoy things differently at different times. So I just thought of the one that everyone says. I said, oh, Shawshank. Someone asks you what your favourite film is, you say Shawshank Redemption, don't you? That's what you say. Then you just move on with a more interesting conversation. Shawshank Redemption, let's move on. And you try to awkwardly get into a position where you might kiss. Kiss me, goddammit. Kiss me, goddammit, and shut up with the boring questions. But it was too late to stop this person because she'd asked me my favourite film just so she could tell me her favourite film. That's what you do, isn't it? You're only interested in yourself, really, and telling people what your own favourite film is. So she said, you know what my favourite film is? Face Off. Fucking Face Off. Face Off. So if you haven't seen it, it's John Travolta and Nicolas Cage, who, by the way, I'm told is the spitting image of me. You know, I like that. You know he's trouble, right? You know, he's trouble. You know, I'm trouble because I'm interesting. And my favourite film isn't fucking Face Off. Please, God, swap this most boring person I've ever met with any other human being. Even if they're trouble. trouble, trouble, trouble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Even if they're trouble, get this boring fucker away from me. Even if when we split up, they do what people who are trouble do and spread loads of shit about you. I don't care. To be honest, I don't care. Give me the spreading shit nutcase over Face Off Girl anytime. If you're boring, swap faces with a nutcase. Oh, 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 oh. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Swap faces with a nutcase. Bring it on. I knew you were trouble, but please, God, bring it on. I don't think I mean that, but I kind of do. Lots of love.